Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. We're coming into the final stretch, but we still got a little bit of time. Congratulations to Candy Burns in beautiful downtown Clearwater, Kansas. She was lucky caller number 5. We try and give away something every week. Lately, we haven't had as much giveaways, but don't worry. Things will get back to normal here soon. The virtual tastings start back next week. But Candy, don't forget, give them a couple of 3 weeks and consider that it's post-holiday mail crush and returning stuff. So don't be impatient. If you do, you contact me through my website, goodlifeguy.com, and we'll make sure you get it. But I'll send this off first thing tomorrow morning. The book we were talking about is Taste of Tucson by Jackie Alpers. GoodLifeGuy.com has links to get a copy of the book and learn more about her. And before I tell you about Bubbles, listen. Oh, what was that noise? Sounded like my knees, Max. No, I just poured a little bit of Sean Miner 2018 Chardonnay from the Central Coast. Just wanted to smell it and take a little sip. Now, then, if you looked at GoodLifeGuy.com, you saw that I put 3 different labels of French champagne. And you got to, champagne, blah, 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 sparkling wine, I'll have Korbel. And you can, and you should. I'm going to tell you real briefly the Reader's Digest version about the process. First, you must know that it is labeled Method Champenois. It looks like Methode Champenoise. I have heard it pronounced that way, by the way. But it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. It's the traditional method of how secondary fermentation takes place in the bottle from which you pour the glorious effervescent beverage of champagne. Nothing should be called champagne except products from the region of Champagne, north and east of Paris. Its distinctive soil content makes it different than most sparkling wines from our country or other places in the world, even though they may be the traditional method or method champenois. Okay? It is a complex process, and I think the best way to put it is, first you make wine, and you make a wine that is not necessarily really fun to drink when it's fermented grape juice. It is austere and high in acid and low in alcohol because you pick the grapes early on purpose. And then the secondary fermentation, the magic, takes place. And there are several different ways you can do it. We're going to focus on just the traditional method. And what that is the wine, the blend, the cuvée is assembled, and it could be, if you're in Champagne, if you're drinking a French Champagne, it is probably the 3 primary grapes, Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier, and Pinot Noir. You go, hey, Pinot Noir, it's red. Yeah, but if you separate the juice from the grape skins of the Pinot Noir grape, it won't turn pink, okay? Now, those 3 blends and those 3 grapes, the blend up to the house, up to the winemaker, up to their style that they continue to proffer for us to enjoy. You blend that the still wine, and then it is put into the bottles in which it is going to undergo secondary fermentation. It happens, the magic starts when, during this process, as the wine is put in there, it's called terrage. This is where a little bit of yeast and sugar is added to that blend to start the secondary fermentation in the bottle.
It's topped with a crown cap, a soda bottle cap, if you will. And then the secondary fermentation takes place naturally in the bottle, creates CO2, traps the effervescent bubbles in there. The yeast dies after eating the sugar, and it settles in the neck, and it's called the lees, or yeast particles, if you will. And the wine sits there, and the bottles are rotated neck down. It's called riddling. Nowadays, it's usually done in big, huge, automatic, time-controlled machinery that holds many cases, but they're not in a case like you're going to buy it in. It's just a bunch of bottles tipped at about a 30, 40-degree angle, and all of a sudden, lights go off, horns go off, and this big apparatus goes and rotates 30, 40 degrees. Okay, that allows those lees, the dead yeast cells, to settle in the neck. Then, after the riddling process and aging like that, disgorgement takes place. Disgorging is the removal of that sediment from the bottle. Bottles are placed upside down, neck down, into freezing liquid. It used to be ice and water and things. Now they use nitrogen and things like that. And it freezes those yeast bits and a little bit of the liquid in the neck of the bottle. Then the bottles are rapidly flipped upright. That bottle cap is popped off. Out flies, and I mean pops out, the little chunk of lees and frozen debris in the neck of the bottle. And then here's where the style of that wine is finalized. A mixture of wine and sugar. It's called liqueur. It's the dosage. It's what the winemaker says, with this batch of product that we're bottling, we are going to put a dosage that is going to make it bone dry. So there's very little sugar, and it's not like table sugar, okay? But sweetness. And it tops the bottle off. The cork goes in. The cage goes on. The foil goes on. The label goes on. It passes down the line, it goes in cases, and next thing you know, it's on the shelf at Jacob Liquor Exchange. That is the Reader's Digest version of Method Champenois. And I can tell you, the wines that I picked, and if you go to goodlifeguy.com, take a look, but Louis Roederer Brut Premier. You know, I've always been a fan of Roederer Estate, the California operation. Louis Roederer, the producer of Cristal. Brut Premier is their everyday non-vintage, everyday. Okay, my words, not theirs. Everyday, non-vintage sparkler that's just going to cause your toes to tingle and make your lips smack. And it's great with food. It's more than just a celebratory beverage. It is so good. And when you look at the price, and I think I called up. Let me see something. Did I get that? Oh, man. Yeah, I got it. Bear with me. Louis Roederer. I think I can find to you the 40% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay, 20% Pinot Meunier. The Brut Premier is matured in oak tanks. It's produced from those three champagne grape varieties, and it's aged for 3 years in Louis Roederer's cellars and left for a minimum of 6 months after disgorgement. We already talked about that. And then the aromatics of this wine, there's some yeast and some toast and some tart green apple aromatics. Full, complex, rich, powerful, but it's so delicate when you put it in your mouth and the buffles fizz. And like I said, this is a spectacular wine made for today's global wine market, and it's truly a killer champagne. You should find some. I got to reach over here and get this. And then I got to flip it over. The next wine that I chose was Tattinger, or Tattinger, depending on where you're born. Brut La Française. This wine is, Brut generally is the term for driest. Maybe not the most dry, but it is a dry sparkler. This one's 40% Chardonnay, sound familiar, 35% Pinot Noir, and 25% Pinot Meunier, all from the Champagne region. It is probably one of the finest non-vintage champagnes you can buy. And again, all of these are at or under 40-ish. And the process is complex and time-consuming and expensive. The presses are located in the vineyard for immediate pressing of the fruit after the manual harvest, hand harvesting. And it's cold fermented, temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks. And then it rests throughout the winter. The wine is blended. The final cuvee undergoes a secondary fermentation in the bottle. And then it gets to age. Almost 4 years. Double the legal minimum of 15 months. And you pour this, and the aromatics, again, you look at that pale gold color and the persistent bubbles and aromas of unripe peach and white flour and vanilla and toasted bread, and there's almost even a honeyed kind of a aromatic. Bone dry, you put it in your mouth. It's only got 12.3% alcohol by volume, and you can tell that it sat for 3 or 4 years on the lees in the riddling rack, and it's like, oh, my God. Just has everything that I love about sparkling wine from France. The final one I picked was G.H. Mumm. You know, if you haven't had this wine, oh, my God, you're literally, you got to fix it, because this is the one with the big red stripe on the bottle, and now they have made like an indentation in the bottle that carries that stripe. It's really an attractive package. This is the Cordon Rouge. That was the traditional name. Now they just call it G.H. Mumm, and they expect you to know that Cordon Rouge, the red stripe. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier, the three base wines, about equal quantities of both, go into the cuvee prior to secondary fermentation. It's aged 20 months in the cellar after it's finally gone that light dosage of 8 grams per liter of sugar liqueur that defines a sweetness. And it's not sweet, and it's rich, and it's mouth-filling. It is truly, again, one of the best. Well, excuse me. I should sip some Chardonnay. I will. Much better. These three wines make up some of the best. I hope you had some during your holidays. If you haven't, you can still fix it. All three of them are in great supply at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road, and they're way fun. I mean, really. And don't forget, Mumm Napa is one of my favorite California producers. Yes, these are less expensive in that $19 to $26 regime. Sparkling wines made by some of the French champagne houses, including Roeder Estate and Anderson Valley, are killer values. You can't believe it. It blows me away that they can put such great quality products in every bottle. And it just, well, you got to go do it. And sparkling wine is not just for this past weekend for New Year's Eve or Christmas or celebrations. It is for any time. And if you want to buy a wine that is complex, has had tremendous care and product development, champagne or sparkling wine is the way to go. Okay? And that's all I got to say about that. Now, if you were goodlifeguy.com, I would tell you to go to the top row of buttons, go 3 buttons from the left over, and click on wine tasting. And there you would see virtual wine tasting every Saturday. Check the current this week's page, and you'd find out what's coming up. I took 2 weeks off after Christmas and New Year's. We're starting back next week. I have the wines listed just rudimentarily, just texturally on my site today as we speak. Tomorrow I'll update it with more information, and I'll have a text sheet for each of the wines and a note-taking sheet for you. And we're going to do the wines from Sean Miner. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But below that, you'll see that the Wichita State Community Education catalog is out for next year, for this year, for 2021. There's links that'll take you right to my page. 2 classes, 2 Mondays in a row. We start March 1st, a little bit later than normal. because we want to make sure that more people can get vaccinated. Both classes will be ultra-spaced, wear a mask, in addition to being 21 years old, to get in. And you'll have your own table. Couples can sit together, but the room will be set up with one person per 8-foot table. And the rows are spaced by 10 feet. I'm up on a stage, and we have a lot of fun. The first class is International Wine Country Fun. March 1st is the wines of Spain. March 8th, the wines of Italy. The second class is typical varietal comparison. Again, a two-class series. All the classes start at 7 o'clock. We have it blocked from 7 to 9. Doesn't usually take quite that long unless you ask a lot of questions. Varietal comparison starts on Monday, March 22nd with Merlot, Classy and Overlooked, my title. And on March 29th, Riesling, Old World versus New World. And that is going to be, I know for me, it's going to be the most fun of all the classes in this series. However, you may think, roll your eyes, I don't like sweet wine, blah, blah, blah. Just trust me. If you think you don't like Riesling, come to this class. I will change your mind, I promise. Okay? They're both $89 for two classes. It's a steal. $89 each, two-class series. And you can find out more information at goodlifeguy.com. Or if you're adventurous, you can type in WSU Community Education and find the catalog on your own and blah, 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 and you'll find it. Now, I wanted to do a wine of the week regardless. As much as I would have loved to taste all three of these magnificent sparkling wines, Sean Miner Chardonnay, the 2018 variation. This is crisp, apple, toast, very subtle oak, but some minerality, some pineapple, some tropical notes. Natural malolactic fermentation gives it a little creaminess in the mouth. It's aged in French oak barrels for 10 months. Subtle, 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 not too thick. This is not rum bower, okay? It's a great wine. It's on sale. You're getting it for less than $12. There's a big stack, and guess what? We're going to do 5 wines from Sean Miner on the virtual tasting next week. Information will be posted by the close of business tomorrow at goodlifeguy.com. And with that, I say good day, good life, have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.